I was walking through Washington Square in New York City last Monday, as it happens, and in the 90-degree heat, a young man was making us all feel a little cooler by playing the piano. All over Glasgow, you can find pianos in public places which are for anyone to play. There's one in the top floor foyer of the Theatre Royal and others in the Riverside Museum and in businesses and shops all over the city. It's a really simple idea. Let people make music in the city. LIDS Open Day is another example. It's held several times a year in different public buildings which offer people the chance to play their high-quality pianos. Anna Magnusson went to the Mitchell Library in a small book-lined room with a few chairs set back from a beautiful Daneman grand piano. She met some of the amateur musicians who'd come along to play.
Okay, I'm Graham Stokes, and I come from south side of Glasgow, Giffnock.
Why have you come to this event?
Because I like playing the piano, basically, and this particular piano is a beautiful piano to play. It's also nice to get a chance sometimes to play to other people, because if you sit and play to yourself, it gets a bit lonely, perhaps.
And do you ever get nervous playing in front of people?
Not now. The beta blockers that I take for my heart condition help that a lot. Great!
I'm sitting with Tom Binns now in an echoey corner, just a little bit away from the music room. And you're the coordinator of Glasgow Piano City.
Yes.
But you're also organising this LIDS Open Day. Tell me about what it is and why you do it.
I started it in 2013, and the Doors Open Day Festival sprang into my head, and I thought, OK, wouldn't it be great if you could just open the lids of pianos around the city for normal humans to play? Because I used to go to the city halls and watch people like Nina Simone and Oscar Peterson play when I was wee, and I'd watch their hands, you know, because I've been playing piano for a long time, and I always wanted to play that piano on that stage that they played and feel that adrenaline, that inspiration, but not necessarily have to perform to an audience. And I wanted to create an event that's for everyone, that's going to be free, that it's about the quality of their experience and not about this need to entertain.
My name's Alan Kenny. I'm a member of Glasgow Piano City.
I just listened to you play a wonderful medley of jazz tunes, old tunes, old songs. Tell me about your sort of story of piano playing. How long have you played?
Well, I'm 68, so I must have been playing for 60 years, off and on. I'm an ear player, and in the old days, ear playing was absolutely despised. If you weren't playing from the dots, you weren't a pianist. So I didn't tell anybody at secondary school I played the piano, because I thought, I'm not going to be sneered at. But nowadays, it's come full circle. Ear playing is de rigueur nowadays. Phil Cunningham is now a professor. He's a professor at the Conservatoire, and they would have turned up their nose at Jimmy Shand,
yeah,
as you know.
Yeah. So when you say you didn't tell anybody, I mean, where were you playing?
I was playing in the house. So Mother, thinking she was doing the right thing, paid for a lesson. She could barely afford them. But I didn't make anything of the lessons.
Did you hate it?
I didn't hate it, but I had no natural aptitude for it. And of course, the teacher knows that you're playing by ear when you don't turn the page at the right time and so on. And they were very, very strict in those days. It was from the notation or nothing.
I'm Svetlana from the Czech Republic, and I have been in Scotland for 3 years, but in Glasgow about 1 year, so not so long.
Is this the first time that you've come to an event like this to play?
Yes, yes, yes. I was playing in the piano in the concert hall, and it was actually for me like quite not good period of time of my life, yeah, so it helped me to, yeah.
And tell me, what does music and playing the piano mean to you? How important is it?
When I was a child or teenager, it was quite important for me. I played quite a lot. But when my grandmother died, because the piano was in that place when she lived, so I stopped playing. And I thought that I don't need it anymore. But it was probably not true, because when I felt bad, it helped me a lot.
There are some people coming along today that are really shy, and they might never have even played a grand piano. There's some kids coming later that have never played a piano before at all. So there's all sorts of people. There's people like Graham and Alan who are playing, and they're happy playing to a big audience, but not everybody's like that. And so there is a potential for this event to bring people to light who are happy to be performers, but that's not what it's for. It's for just people to have a great experience and be inspired and go home and be motivated to play for years to come.
Can you remember the first big, proper piano you played?
I've still got it in my house. I went to my granny's in Garnet Hill when I was a wee person. My grandpa lifted me up and I'd be playing it. And when I was a teenager, I'd go to their flat and play for hours. Just rubbish. And, you know, left on my own, doodling, playing boogie-woogie things, and he'd come in and say, "Son, can you not play a proper tune?" And I'd say, "No, I can't." And I was allowed to play, you know, and I was really lucky because my piano teacher at school in Girvan, where I grew up, I didn't want to be Beethoven. I wanted to be Jules Holland or whatever. So he taught me boogie-woogie, and after that, you know, it's a great way to learn how to improvise. So, you know, I thoroughly recommend it to anybody.
What does playing a piano mean to you? How does it make you feel?
This is a good place to ask that question. I wasn't a big singer-talker, but playing the piano, that's my way to express everything that's going on. I'm a bit more chatty these days, but also it's about, really, I'm realising it's a moment of personal connection, a potentially possible listening on a more subtle level to your own self inside, your other people. Pianos are they're unusual objects. They have a kind of living potential within them. They look like they're sitting in the corner of the room doing nothing. You put one in a public space, it changes the context of that public space. It allows things to happen.
I wish you shelter from a storm, a cozy fire to keep you warm, but most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love.
Turned into a Kayleigh now.
Oh, this is a Kayleigh. I like the spontaneous.
Grace, that was you singing there, being accompanied by Alan. That room where people have been coming in and out and just playing to their heart's content and then leaving, is this something you would do at the drop of a hat?
No, I would, but years ago it's something I would never have considered.
Have you always sung, though?
Years ago, before I started in my professional work, it was something that I'd done, and I put it down because it wouldn't make any money. In my latter years now, I'm nearly 60, I find myself in a position that I can explore it more. And it just lifts my somewhat depressed moods at times. It's a joy.
I'm quiet about it, but really, this whole thing is about me trying to transform grief and loss. And that's how it started in the city halls, you know. When I was 23, I was playing piano there at the moment my grandpa passed away. And I realised that when I was organising this event, the whole city was grieving. That's the weekend the helicopters came down on the clothing. And I felt like, I can't put this on, I have to stop. And then I felt like, oh, everybody's coming. And I realised that this is kind of what it's about. You give an opportunity to let your emotions out, to express what's going on. You need that. You know, it's part of being human. And so there's a lot of personal transformation has gone on for individuals, including myself, around this project. And that's a big part of it, isn't it?
Thanks to Graham Allen, Svetlana and Grace for their playing and singing, and to Tom Binns, the organiser of Lids Open Day. You can see a video of the day at the Mitchell Library on the Glasgow Piano City page on Facebook. And if you fancy a go yourself, Lids Open Day is at the McIntosh Queen's Cross Church. Check online for details. You're listening to Sunday Morning with me, Ricky Ross, here on BBC Radio Scotland. If you'd like to join us in person, we're taking the show on the road to the Solas Festival again this year in Black Ruthven in Perth. That's next week, Sunday the 25th of June. It's a festival of music and thought with writers and performers from political...